Kelly Hughes makes her way across the crowded patio at Hop City Beer and Wine in Birmingham. She pours beer into the glasses of some very grateful women. She's a certified beer expert and sales rep for Alabama Supreme Beverage. And tonight, she's also a teacher, tutoring this eager group about pairing brews and food.
Pale ales are really versatile in terms of food pairing. Hoppiness tends to accentuate spiciness.
Hughes is a guest lecturer at this meeting of Hops for Honeys, Birmingham's women-only craft beer education club. The group teaches everything from food pairings to brewing. Co-founder Melinda Sellers and a friend got the idea for Hops for Honeys 4 years ago after their husbands founded Birmingham's Good People Brewing Company. As the men experimented with new tastes and flavors, their wives would recruit friends to sample the brews. These taste tests soon turned into monthly get-togethers, and eventually, Hops for Honeys. Sellers says its popularity spread the old-fashioned way, word of mouth.
Really, it just blossomed from people we know to all of a sudden getting emails and friends of friends wanted to come, and we've had several meetings where we didn't know anyone at the meeting.
Since then, Sellers says Hops for Honeys has developed an internet following in the hundreds, including 75 registered dues-paying members. Even though many members are craft beer enthusiasts and brewers, the club has kept the same friendly, come-as-you-are feel as those original meetings, something Sellers thinks adds to the group's popularity.
We are targeting the woman that wants to ask any question, that doesn't want to feel intimidated by a room full of homebrewers. And that's a much more inviting scene for a wine drinker or I'd rather have a margarita kind of girl to come in and enjoy.
Hops for Honey's meetings are not meant to convert drinkers to craft beer. Sellers says most women, though, end up being surprised at how diverse and flavorful the brews can be. She thinks this range of taste is why craft beer has been so successful in attracting new female drinkers.
Women are really into cooking and into flavors and spices. There's scientific studies that show that women have more honed-in palates than men. So I really think as they learn about craft beer, they're really turned on to it and have a hard time going back to things that have less flavor or less complexity.
Kelly Hughes, the craft beer representative lecturing at tonight's meeting, agrees taste is what draws women into the craft beer scene. But she thinks the appeal goes deeper than just flavor. While big beer companies such as Budweiser and Coors advertise specifically to men, craft beer's selling points are more gender neutral.
I think that craft beer opens a lot of doors for women to kind of make a move in. It's artful. Being that it's smaller, it's community driven and things like that. And I think that all of those things play a factor as to why women are getting more involved.
In fact, community is what brought Shira Vogel to tonight's Hops for Honeys meeting. Standing on the bar's patio as traffic whips by, she sees craft beer as part of the local goods movement that's taken over the city.
I'm really into Birmingham itself, so buying local food, anything that's local. And since we have this, craft beer industry all of a sudden just, bombarding Birmingham, it's so exciting to try things that are made by local people.
Co-founder Melinda Sellers says Hops for Honey's next step is starting chapters in other cities. She's already received requests for meetings from women living in Mobile and Huntsville. It's just a matter of finding the time and the right place to raise a glass. For WBHM, I'm Holly Parrish.